Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. It's been many years since my first trip to the Birksdale Glacier near Olden, Norway, but it was an experience I will never forget. It was a lovely spring morning with the sun shining brightly when we pulled into the massive U-shaped valley. We parked the car, and my family and I set off on the mile-long trail which leads to the glacier. I can still remember standing there, just gazing up at the most beautiful and awe-inspiring scenery that I had ever beheld. The sun was beaming down, illuminating a bright blue sky. Giant rock formations towered over us on every side. Their jagged, snow-covered edges ripped through the sky with grace and elegance. Countless waterfalls snaked their way through forests of green pines, crashing down the steep hillsides like flashes of white lightning. I just remember standing there with my mouth wide open, staring at these beautiful surroundings, trying to take it all in. It seemed as if I had faded into insignificance when confronted with the beauty, grandeur, and majesty of these surroundings. If that wasn't enough, just below the path we were traveling was a thundering stream, tumbling and churning furiously down through the valley. The noise it created was mesmerizing. And then to top it all off, about halfway along the trail, we walked across a bridge that went through a waterfall. I can still remember stopping there under the torrent of water, getting soaked to the skin with my arms uplifted, screaming at the top of my lungs in ecstasy. This really was one of the most wonderful experiences of my whole life. It is something like this, I think, that the psalmist had in mind when he said, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord." Psalm 27, verse 4. I often wondered what David meant by the phrase "to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord," but I expect he meant something like I experienced in Norway. He desired to see God in all of His majesty, glory, and wonder. He desired all of God's presence and blessings, which he knew could only come to him through worshiping his Creator and Redeemer, through seeing God in all of his beauty, while he himself just seemed to fade into the background. I wonder if David ever experienced this during his lifetime. But if we continue to read the Scriptures, we see that John, the author of the book of Revelation, was the recipient of just such an experience. In the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation, John describes how he was taken up by the Spirit into heaven, where he had the rare opportunity to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. Hear how he describes it in Revelation chapter 4, starting at verse 2. "At once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven, with one sitting on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and chameleon. And around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. And around the throne were 24 thrones. And seated on the thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments, with golden crowns on their heads. And from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And before the throne were burning 7 torches of fire, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal." His eyes and ears were filled with the majesty and the glory of Almighty God, ruling the universe from his throne. He saw the stunning rainbow. He shook from the peals of thunder and the flashes of lightning. He felt the heat of the burning torches, and he was astounded by the crystal sea. His mind was blown by the wonder of the strange creatures that surrounded God's throne, who offered their worship and their praise to the one who is and was and is to come. But quickly his amazement and joy were turned to deep despair. For the one sitting on the throne was holding a scroll with seven seals, but no one was found worthy enough to open the seals. He began to weep, as it appeared his euphoric dream had become a tragic nightmare. But then, something amazing happened. And between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into the earth. And he went, and he took the scroll from the right hand of the one seated on the throne. This slain lamb, the root of David, Jesus Christ, the virgin-born Son of Mary, was found to be worthy. Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. You were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. John was standing there, gazing upon the beauty of the Lord, the slain Lamb of God, who had taken away the sin of the world. God's beauty was not in the rainbow, or the lightning, or the thunder, the crystal sea, or the throne, or anything else in heaven. God's beauty was most spectacularly on display in his crucified and risen Son, Jesus Christ. If you desire to see true beauty, beauty that never fades or diminishes, then look to the cross and the empty tomb. Look to the Lamb of God who was slain, whose blood has paid your ransom. For there you see your Savior. To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear the Lord and glorify his name? For you alone are holy. And all the nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.